Have you noticed a decline in the amount of family conversation that happens in your home? How much face-to-face time is your family achieving in the busyness of life? We'll discuss the importance of communication on the next Family Matters, so stay tuned. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A concerned dad wrote to us with this question. How important is it for family members to talk to one another on a regular basis? Communication has been an issue in our marriage for a long time, but recently I've noticed that the problem is spreading to the kids as well. It seems that none of us spend any time actually talking to each other anymore. I have no idea how this happened, and I'm alarmed at what it says about the quality of our family relationships. What can I do to reverse the situation? Your concerns are on target, and your heart is in the right place. Conversation is essential to healthy family relationships. In fact, we see it as one of the five characteristic marks of any genuinely thriving family, namely conversation, laughter, time spent together, prayer, and regular family dinners. It's worth mentioning that your question is a sign of the times. It wouldn't have come up 50 or 100 years ago. Back then, the pace of life was slower. Electronic innovations such as computers, cell phones, and texting had not yet replaced personal conversations as the primary means of communicating with other people. So why is it important that moms, dads, and kids talk to one another? Through deep and meaningful talk, we become bonded at a level that simply isn't accessible to creatures of any other species. The Trinity was founded upon interpersonal communication and interaction before the world began. Speech is as crucial to our relationships with one another as it is to our relationship with our Father in heaven. The Lord has created us for intimacy. Conversation is the glue that cements the connection and makes it happen. It's worth adding that conversation has the most beneficial effects when it occurs in the context of physical togetherness. Research has indicated that actual words account for only 7% of interpersonal communication. The rest is conveyed through body language, the face, the eyes, and the tone of voice. This means that becoming dependent upon electronic communication devices, we've lost about 93% of our ability to connect with one another in a significant way. Thus, the importance of being together as a family and speaking face to face. To put it in more practical terms, family conversation is important because it promotes and bolsters a sense of family identity. It creates an environment of love, acceptance, and belonging. This is important for every member of the household, of course, but it's particularly crucial to the mental and emotional health and development of growing children. Kids need to belong. They want to be part of a group, a team. We should add that the lack of this kind of family identity is one of the key reasons for the growing problems of youth gangs, addictions, pornography, and many of the other social plagues we face in contemporary culture. If young people can't find a sense of belonging with mom, dad, and siblings, they'll look for it elsewhere. As you've discovered, the catch in all of this is that quality family interaction doesn't happen automatically. This is especially true in our busy, hectic, electronically distracted, two-income family culture. If conversation is going to flourish in your household, it'll be because you and your spouse model it in your marriage. It'll also be the result of deliberate, intentional efforts on your part to place it squarely at the center of all your family relationships. The dinner table is a good place to begin. Family meals lend themselves naturally to family talk. You can encourage reluctant youngsters to speak by giving them your undivided attention. Practice the skill of active listening. Make a priority of initiating conversation with each child. Use emotion-based language. In other words, don't get stuck focusing on the things you've been doing or the tasks you have to accomplish. Instead, try to get at the feelings that are bubbling just below the surface of your family members' day-to-day activities. It also helps to have something to talk about, common interests, mutual accomplishments, or collective memories. If you're intentional about it, you'll start to see a change. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.